cycling isn't just cycling. It can be cycling or cycling or even cycling. Peloton isn't just one thing. We have classes that will ease you in and classes that'll make you sweat and a range of instructors so you can find your match. Whatever you're in the mood for, we can get you in the zone. See for yourself with a worry-free 30-day home trial. Visit onepeloton.com/home-trial. Terms apply.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, as Joe Biden continues to worry about, all of a sudden he's got this fear of death. Could it possibly be because of what he's done and what's happening down? The invasion. America is under invasion. We're being invaded by foreign that the Biden regime has brought in. The enemy within America's, the enemy of God, the enemy of country, the enemy of freedom, the Democratic Party, Joe Biden at the helm. And so we're going to take a listen to Brennan Howes and Michael Young as they tell you about what's happening, the crisis there on our border, folks. You need to know this is why we've got to work quickly, very quickly. We've got to bring back what the Constitution requires, that we have standing militias. We've got to fight. We've got to take our country back, because I can tell you, John knows, this country is on a collision course. It's heading for a civil war unless we can turn things around quickly. Take it away, Derek.
Joining me now is Michael Yon. He does some amazing reporting. He joins us tonight. Michael, welcome back to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me on and being patient. You know how this goes.
Oh, the technology. It just, you know, that's fine. Yeah. We are good to go. Hey, I want to get to the border and all that's going in some of your tweets. But first, I want to get your response to what 60 Minutes is reporting. Because as we have this massive invasion on our border, north and south, this is what 60 Minutes just reported that many maybe have not seen. It seems to be out there in the social media world. Watch and listen to this.
American taxpayers are financing more than just weapons. We discovered the U.S. government's buying seeds and fertilizer for Ukrainian farmers and covering the salaries of Ukraine's first responders, all 57,000 of them. That includes the team that trains this rescue dog named Joy to comb through the wreckage of Russian strikes looking for survivors. And the U.S. also funds the divers who we saw clearing unexploded ammunition from the country's rivers to make them safe again for swimming and fishing. Russia's invasion shrank Ukraine's economy by about a third. We were surprised to find that to keep it afloat, the U.S. government is subsidizing small businesses.
First responders and small businesses getting funding while we have an invasion of foreign military-aged males flooding the southern border. Michael?
Well, this is stunningly treasonous, and it's just a crime. It's a crime against humanity from numerous different directions, and good Lord. By the way, Ann Vandersteel and I were just down in the Darien Gap, as you know, which is, I'm in Panama City now, Panama. And for those who might think Panama City is in Florida, there is one, but I'm in Panama City, Panama, and in Central America. And Ann Vandersteel and I, she courageously went into the Darien Gap. Most men will not go there. Ann was like, follow me, right? So she came, and we went deep into the jungle, into a place called Bajo Chiquito and other places like Lajas Blancas, and she was a trooper. And she just got home back to Florida hours ago. And now 82,000 aliens came through the Darien Gap last month, in 1 month, according to the Panamanian government, 82,000. And they went right by me on Highway 1, right out the window. I'm back in Panama City. We were looking at some canal issues. But this is rainy season. Normally in rainy season, the numbers would decline.
Let me show the pictures. Let me show the pictures you're talking about right here. Panama Canal traffic jam. Flew over the morning of the 24th of September, 2023, end to end, circled ship traffic jams on each side. Gatun Lake is low. Also boated onto the Gatun Lake on September 23rd. Low water levels, thousands and thousands of century dead trees poking above the water. What does this mean for the average person watching tonight, Michael?
Very interesting. As you know, Panama, the country of Panama is so, it's vital terrain. First of all, we got the Panama Canal, which is vital to the United States, militarily and economically, and to the world. You know, the Panama Canal opened in 1914 and has only increased in importance every year since then. Of course, Jimmy Carter and others gave it away. Joe Biden, back when he was a corrupt senator, actually voted to give the Panama Canal away. Ann Vander Steele and Colonel John Mills and I were out in Southcom, previous Southcom headquarters, a couple days ago, or maybe it was yesterday. We were out there a couple times. But that's now been taken over by a bunch of NGOs like Red Cross and IOM, UN, many NGOs who are funneling the invasion of the United States and Europe. Now they have their headquarters in old Southcom barracks. You can't even make up this stuff. And so right now, every week, it's very clear that the traffic through the Darien Gap is increasing. The infrastructure is being built. Ann just saw this. She walked out into an area where more than 100, probably 150 Imbara Indians were out with their machetes, cleaning a big part of the jungle for a new alien camp for the people coming from 140 countries will converge on Colombia and go through Colombia. It's like another canal. There's basically like two canals in Panama. There's the Panama Canal, which is right outside my window. And then there's the Darien Gap, which is a funnel for the world to get to the United States. If you can get your feet into South America, you can get to any place in the United States within about a week or so, depending on the luck on buses and that sort of thing. So if you can get to Colombia, then you just go through the Darien Gap. And at that point, you get on a bus. And right now, about 60 buses, five dozen buses are running per day from the Darien Gap, from the edge. Once you exit the jungle, you can get on a bus and you go to Costa Rica. And right now, the border is open with Costa Rica. Walk right in. And so from Costa Rica, you go to Nicaragua and then up through Honduras and finally Guatemala. And then you go into Tapachula, Mexico. And then you get actually about 60 trains right now from Ferromex. For those who know what Ferromex is, it's a big, huge, or don't know what it is, it's a big Mexican train company. And now they have shut some of their lines down, 60 trains, 60 trains, right? There's 60 buses leaving here a day now from Darien Gap, and 60 trains have been reportedly shut or stopped in Mexico because, according to reports, so many migrants, aliens, are dying falling off the trains. Now, in a map that I got from the Red Cross out in the jungle some months ago, out in the Darien Gap jungle, it actually tells you how to get on those trains. It shows you the map right through Piedras Negras, Mexico. I spent a couple of weeks there last year, and it's right on the border of the Rio Grande with Eagle Pass, right? And there's a train that goes right across. It shows that. It shows these trains and other crossings on this map that Red Cross hands out. It shows you how to get into the United States. It also warns in Spanish and English and I think French, not to ride drunk on the outsides of the trains. You know, it's just this sort of stuff. I mean, the Red Cross is I've started to just call it what it is. It's the Red Devil. I mean, it's not this, philanthropic organization that I used to think that these things were. It's just part of a criminal organization. I mean, or an amalgam of like Catholic Charities, for instance, clearly smuggles children. Now, I know saying that could end you up in lawsuits for defamation. But I mean, at this point, it's bring it on. We know we're going to win. I mean, we may get beat up in court and have to spend a lot of money. But in the end, suing somebody for defamation when they did not commit defamation is actually defamation itself. It'll be going both ways, and there'll be a lot of discovery. But it's very clear that Catholic Charities is smuggling children. It's very clear that the UN is doing the same in Darien Gap and many other places. We have so many photos and videos. We have so much paperwork. I mean, it's just we're looking forward to it, actually. But no, they never sue for some reason. Mm. And so, I mean, we've been set up and waiting for it. It's like a rat trap, basically. But the bottom line is Panama, the canal is alarmingly dry. This is El Nino year. But also the second canal that they built, the first canal finished by the United States was opened in 1914. Incredible feat of engineering and genius, actually, the more you learn about it. There's a great book on it, by the way, called The Path Between the Seas. Highly recommend that book. I don't know the author. I've never talked with him, but I wish I would. It's an incredible book. Hmm. But it talks about the building of the canal and how it bankrupted France. By the way, Panama is sort of like a little Afghanistan of the Central America. I mean, Scotland came here and tried to open a colony in Darien, and they wished to connect the seas, carrying freight back and forth using the Indians and the rivers to do it. But it ended up bankrupting Scotland. That was several hundred years ago. That's how Scotland became part of the United Kingdom. Was actually Darien. Was actually they called it the Darien colony, or sometimes some call it New Caledonia. But so the Darien colony, most of them died. Others ran off back to Scotland. They threw some more money at it, bankrupted Scotland. That got absorbed into the United Kingdom, and then France tried to build a sea level canal here because they had succeeded with the Suez, and then bankrupted France. And so then the United States came in, arrogantly thought we could do it, and did somehow, managed to actually build this canal, and a huge expense to Americans and others. And then
Jimmy Carter gave it away.
Gave it away. Biden voted to give it away. He was one of the senators who voted to give it away. And this is amazingly important. It's not only important for the United States and the world, it's important for Panama that the United – now that you know that Panama is operating the canal, there's actually problems with it. Actually, one thing though, this water comes out of the tap, believe it or not. Most places in the world, I won't drink tap water, even the United States now. But this is one of the few places in the world I still drink water like I did when I was a child in Florida. I drink it right out. This literally is tap water.
Wow. Let me ask you about this tweet here.
Because we did this. America did this. America made this tap water. I didn't put this here as a prop, by the way. I actually drink their tap water here, and this is the only place I do that at anymore.
Wow.
Can you make – this is Central America. You know, don't drink the water except here in Panama City.
Crazy. I love the history. Love the history. Here you tweeted this, and his Twitter is Michael_Yawn. You say, we've seen this before at Greg Abbott _Texas. Is WEF, World Economic Forum, is hugely behind U.S. invasion. Abbott's making photo ops and lying. I mean, this guy's had so many opportunities to do something, and he doesn't really do anything. So I'm glad to see you saying this. Tell me what you mean by this.
You know, I've been saying it ever since I moved over to Texas and started watching Greg Abbott. He's very clearly World Economic Forum. He's, you know, this is the thing. Since I was young, I've been working very hard to improve my judgment so that I can make predictions and be accurate more than the fact, which is difficult to do, but I found ways to do it. One is you develop a paradigm, and if your paradigm is accurate, like a unified field theory or something, relativity, you know, if your paradigm about how things works is accurate, first of all, you won't be surprised by things, right? If you're surprised, like, you know, I don't mean surprised by a snake or something, but if you're surprised, for instance, that they're welding the gates open on the border wall, or tearing down parts of the border wall between the United States and Mexico, if you're surprised by that, your paradigm, how you look at the world in that particular subject, is off. And so use that every time you feel the emotion of surprise. Take that as a clue that you need to reevaluate the way you're looking at the subject, right? And so as soon as Biden was installed, I flew straight from Washington, D.C. I was there at the so-called inauguration. I went to El Paso because I thought that the border would just open up, and it did, right? And I started publishing and saying on interviews back then immediately that I thought that Biden – I thought that the border wall would start tearing it down. Now they haven't torn it down completely yet, but they've started. And I'm not surprised. Many people are. I'm not, because in my paradigm, that's what they were going to do, right? So I flew straight from El Paso, and I went down into Juarez and whatnot. Then I flew down to Colombia with Chuck Colton and Masako Ganaha, and we looked at the Darien Gap, right, on the Colombia side. Then we came to Panama and looked at the Darien Gap on the Panama side. And I started focusing heavily on the Darien Gap because in my paradigm, this Darien corridor would be opened. And so I started reporting that immediately back then, that I thought that this was going to open up like a four-lane highway, basically. There's actually no road that goes between Panama and Colombia. That's why they call it the gap. Actually, here they call it the tampon, the plug, the tampon de Darien, right? The plug of Darien, right? But they are opening – They are opening this corridor up. Now the numbers that are coming through are as I predicted several years ago. And why am I able to do this? Well, I don't even look at all the daily details. I don't look the daily details about what Adams is saying, or Abbott, or Trudeau, or Mark Rutte and Netherlands. I don't look at all the details because in my paradigm, those are all dogs that work for the World Economic Forum. And the World Economic Forum clearly is about open borders. So I don't need to hear about the kayfabe between Biden and Abbott, because it's all show. The bottom line is they both serve the same master. Mm. They're both meat puppets. At the end of the day, Abbott can say, oh, we're putting the rubber ducks out in the Rio Grande or whatever, or, you know, we got the National Guard on the way now, or the prime minister of Italy says, hey, we're going to put the Navy out. She's another slug for World Economic Forum, right? So at the end of the day, the Italian Navy, you know, I've gone down to Morocco and Italy and all that, and Greece, looking at those flows. I constantly go over to Europe, and I constantly go look all over Europe and look at the migration flows there. I can guarantee you, in my paradigm, the Italian prime minister, as conservative as that prime minister might look, is a World Economic Forum dog.
So let me ask
and
you
at
this.
At the end of the day, they're going to go ahead, sir.
I got about 60 seconds and they're going to cut me off. So with that being said, tell our audience what Michael Yon thinks is coming to the United States next.
War. Very serious war. Extremely bloody war.
You're talking about kinetic war, terrorist attacks, explosions, war here in the lower 48.
Yeah, I'm talking civil war. Multiple civil wars within the United States.
And do you have a time frame?
No, I always get the time frames wrong, but it's coming. Food problems are clearly coming globally, and they're coming to the United States. And as you see, we're being invaded. This is a weaponized migration. When I say weaponized migration, just showing up is part of the weapon.
So this is all preparatory. This is all preparatory for the coming war.
Oh yeah, this is all setting the table. It's all about setting conditions, as a commander might say. You're setting conditions for the war. The conditions are being set, and it's going to happen. I mean, it's as clear as like dropping a rock and guessing that it's going to hit the ground. You know, I mean, it's still a guess. Maybe that rock will, a bird will pick it up and fly off with it. But at the end of the day, this rock is probably going to hit the ground. We're probably going into massive civil war, and it's going to be very complex and difficult to sort out.
Well, and this is, again, folks, why we warn. Michael_Yon to follow him on Twitter. Michael, thank you for all you do. You put your life at risk again and again to bring the truth. You're a real journalist. I wish we had more of you. We're thankful for you. Thank you for all you've done and for how generous you are with your time and for being with us tonight. And hope folks will support you and check out how they can do that on your Twitter handle at Michael_Yon. Thank you, Michael.
Alrighty, we are back. And, Jim, you know, when Antifa and Bern Luton murdered and they burned down these cities, it's like a practice run because they don't really have any opposition. The police are told to stand down, let them burn, let them loot, but... Now, when they bring this out, you know, like that fellow that was singing that song, Try That in a Small Town.
Right.
So when they bring that out, I know when they bring that out into the areas where I live, in that area out there, they're going to run into a whole lot of opposition. People aren't going to put up with it out there. You have now across the country, we have, I know, in a number of your Baptist churches, the men are all coming to church armed. They expect this. They're being prepared. Like Jesus told Peter, sell your garment and buy a sword. They're being prepared for this because it's heading this way. Now, whether we'll still be here before, or, you know, when this all breaks out, or whether we'll be taken out, only God knows when that's going to happen. But we're on a collision course now. Now, we know the opposition, they're getting very, very nervous, very worried about. I've been listening to some of them, like you said, about Biden now has got this problem. He's worried about dying. They were talking to Clapper, and I heard that Clapper was asked, are you concerned about Donald Trump getting in the White House? Do you think that he would go after you? And his answer was, yeah, I'll go to prison. That's what he's afraid of, because he knows how these people have committed so many crimes, right? So what are they going to do? What about people like Millie and Austin? What they've done to destroy, they've destroyed. This is high treason, what they've done to our military. It is treason. Yeah. They have weakened our military so badly, okay? So I think what I see, unless the Lord intervenes, unless we have real revival in this country, and that will only come if there's extreme repentance in this country. And this is why I think one of the things that's happening so quickly on this tactical civics, where this thing is growing so quickly, is because people now are starting to wake. What do you think?
Well, Pastor Ernie, I mean, you said a whole lot there. Can you just go down a couple points of the tactical civics that you learned?
Well, yeah. First of all, they go into tactical segments. They go into a real in-depth study of the Constitution, the history of the country, actually in their films. If I just tell the folks out there, go up on your internet to tacticalcivics.com, tacticalcivics.com. I would go there, you folks out there listening to me, and you can, it only costs you $5 to sign up. You can sign up for, it's like $5 a month. You can sign up to Tactical Civics. Now, in that, when you do that, you have access to all of this information. These people have taken a lot of time. They have put thousands and thousands of hours into studying research to make sure that when this thing, as we go to take our country back, we don't leap without looking. We do it, you know, in a manner which is, well, very logical, should I say. So,
well, that involves leadership, Pastor Ernie, and that's what I've been saying for many years. We need leadership in this. Otherwise, we're like a mob, and the mob is easy to defeat. But when we're trained and we have an objective, and it's like a war. I mean, you can't like fight a war without a real good general. It's the same here with us.
Absolutely. Well, we have a general out there. He's waiting. But like our general, Donald Trump, has said that we cannot wait for him to get back in office in 2024. We can't. That'll be too late. We've got to do something before then. And so, well, here's what's happening here. I think the evidence is overwhelming. Representative Jim Jordan, Republican Ohio, speaks to the Gateway Pundit reporter Jordan Conradson. The long-awaited impeachment of Joe Biden for his treason and bribery is here. Now, when Biden goes down, there's going to be a bunch of ghosts right along behind him. Hillary, he'll pull Hillary into that, too. Let's hope Republicans in Congress can gather the strength and the votes to stand up to the radical left fascists. The problem we have is we've got so many rhinos. We've got so many that are not. They're traitor Tories. They're not really Republicans. They're traitor Tories. The Gateway Pundit reported on the ongoing hearing that started yesterday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time and the new evidence that was uncovered and presented earlier this week. The communists, when they use the word Democrats, the Democratic communists on the committee have continually claimed that this impeachment inquiry against the most corrupt president in the history of a highly publicized an attempt by the MAGA extremists to distance from Joe Biden's indictments against President Trump. This is, you know, here, all of this stuff, they have nothing on Trump. All of this stuff is made up. Now they're going after his businesses. Everything that he did, it always comes out, but they just keep, and they do it with the complete aid of the fake news media. The fake news media is right there. No matter what lie, no matter what lie the left comes up with, the fake news media will simply call it a narrative and they'll go with it. And they keep losing credibility. Do you think they have any idea how much credibility they've lost, Joe? Or
Yeah, I don't really think they care. As long as the money is coming in, the deep state is going to cover for the media, Pastor. Now, to a point, I think they might care a little if it completely falls out, but they're part of the agenda, and that's like it seems like these corporations are going to go woke no matter what.
Well, no, actually, that's working in the other directions. The corporations are starting to go in the other directions. Right now, a number of them come out and said, go woke, go broke, and they're pulling away from that. They've lost so much business. Okay, so ranking member Jamie Raskin, Communist Maryland. Now, there's a corrupt guy. You talk about a corrupt politician. That Raskin, I'll bet, John, if we try to prove that at any time in his life he ever told the truth, it'd be very hard to do. This guy, I've listened to him. He's got no shame in his corruption, none. During his opening statement, gave a long speech. Remember, he's the one that was leading that up against President Trump, rallying against MAGA Republicans for standing up to the establishment, fighting for the cult master Donald Trump. He referred to Donald Trump as a cult master. Here's a guy that is so crooked, this Jamie Raskin, and trying to balance the budget. The standard for impeachment is not whether they did it to us, but whether the president committed treason or bribery or high crimes and misdemeanors. Raskin said, while ignoring the massive evidence of Biden's treason, bribery, and other high crimes and misdemeanors, they've got nothing on Joe Biden. This leftist, this crook, this completely and totally corrupted, Jamie Raskin said. And Raskin also motioned to subpoena Rudy Giuliani and businessmen in the GOP donor level. See, that's what you do. You get the attention. Get it away from the actual crime. Get the investigation away from the actual crime. And the media will go with you. No matter what false evidence you have, the media will take and run with it, won't they?
Right. It's all scripted. It's choreographed, Pastor Ernie. You could write a script on them. What's going to happen? There's a certain mindset that they have, and the playbook has worked, and they continue it and continue and continue. It's accuse you. They're going to accuse Pastor Ernie of what they're doing. That's one of the major things that they do.
Yep, they absolutely
lie, deceive. Say one thing. Oh, this law. I remember you could really see it with Obama.
Oh, absolutely.
It's going to really help the middle class. It's going to have jobs, shovel ready. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
All lies. Everything that man said was a lie. Everything. Those laws, they were passed. Passing were all fraudulent, you know, as far as the middle, helping the middle class, and all lies.
Here's another article here.
But
Republicans,
they get away with it.
Pardon?
They get away with it. You know, the media doesn't. The media is part of it.
Well, they've been getting away with it, but I think things are starting to close in on them somewhat. This is why, you know, they know I mean, people like Clapper and that, and people like even like Milley and Austin, they know that this is treason. They've committed treason. And so they're going to go in a panic. Some of them are going to try to get out of the country. Others are going to do other things. But even though they've corrupted all the departments so much, things, I believe, are starting to... I've noticed Merrick Garland, I think he's starting to lose it. He's been caught lying so much, I've watched him. And, you know, here about a week ago, he started crying. And I think it was for real. I think this guy was just totally losing it. You can't get over on God, John. And the Bible shows you how God will send them. He will choose their delusion for them. And that's what I think they've done. I think God is choosing a delusion. I noticed Chris Ray, too. He's starting to wear down. Sooner or later, you know, one of them will get to the point, they'll say, all right, I'll agree. I want protection myself, but I'll roll over on some of these other people, you know.
Roll over to who, Pastor Ernie? The Justice Department on all levels is corrupt. That's why I'm saying it has to be with the state. The state attorney generals have to get...
Well, I know that, but what I'm telling you is they're going to need... In other words, if you could get someone like Chris Ray to roll over on Merrick Garland and say, yeah, here was our conversation, all right, I want immunity. You tell me, first of all, I want a promise to get immunity, and then we'll... You know, then I'll roll over on them, and I think that'll happen. That's when the states come in. All right, we're going to open the phone lines. We'll be back right after this.
Once a man's home was his castle, only his foes would violate. And the border of his property was the moat round his estate. All these kingly rights of sovereignty, once bestowed on us by God, have been lost somewhere in history, in the fine print and the fraud. Once a man and his religion was protected by the law. In America, the Constitution formed a verbal wall. Now the law that used to separate is a law that's daily breached. Now the worried watchman on the wall is crying, heaven's under siege. Heaven's under siege. Whoa, now heaven's under siege. When the Bible and the Bill of Rights have been trampled in the streets. When the gentle lambs of Jesus Christ brought in jails for their beliefs. You know corruption reigns in government, but heaven's under siege. Heard the watchman sound a warning call back in 1992. When they murdered Vicky Weaver, just like they'll murder me or you. When they stormed the church in Waco, women and children burned alive. And now the ones who rot in prisons are the ones they let survive. Heaven's under siege, whoa, now heaven's under siege. When the Bible and the Bill of Rights have been trampled in the streets. The gentle lambs of Jesus Christ brought in jails for their beliefs. You know corruption reigns in government, but heaven's under siege. And now a voice cries in the wilderness as the Lord prepares his church. Will his called and chosen servants be found faithful on this earth? Will we pass the test of heaven's quest, never counting earthly loss? Will we fight like Christian soldiers with our eyes upon the cross?
Heaven's under siege. Whoa, now heaven's under siege. When the Bible and the Bill of Rights have been trampled in the streets. And when the gentle lambs of Jesus Christ rot in jails for their beliefs. You know corruption reigns in government when heaven's under siege. I said corruption reigns in government when heaven's under siege.
All right, we're back. 888-677-9673. The phone lines are open. Let's go out to San Diego and Amber. Hey, Amber.
Oh, hi, Pastor Ernie. Hi, John. I just wanted to say I think we might want to be a little careful about getting Joe Biden out of there so soon. I'm just afraid that if they, if he is not running, now that Trump, you know, has a really good shot at beating him, because basically nobody likes Biden anymore. I'm just afraid they're going to bring in like a Gavin Newsom or a Michelle Obama in there. And, the blacks, they don't really like Biden much anymore. He doesn't motivate the younger crowd. He doesn't, the Hispanics can't stand him. But I'm just afraid that, if they get a Newsom in there, the young crowd pretty much loves Newsom, and the left loves Newsom. And I just think that Trump would have a difficult chance to beat someone like Newsom.
Well, no, according to the Constitution, it couldn't happen that way. First of all, Kamala Harris would have to be moving now. The left are afraid of her. They're as worried about her as we are. They're scared of her, too. So they know she's a loose cannon.
You'd
have the Speaker of the House. You'd have McCarthy. McCarthy would be next in line.
But he wouldn't be able to run for 2024. They would have to.
No. If Biden gets removed, look, Biden is very worried. And what I'm thinking, people are talking about that, they might use, the Democrats themselves may use the 25th Amendment to get rid of Biden. They're getting to be afraid of him themselves.
And actually, Newsom today, I mean, he's even like situating himself to run, because just this week he passed raising the minimum wage from $15 to $20. And I mean, I agree with the impeachment proceedings against Biden, because that way the information gets out to the public.
Yeah.
But I think the Republicans should focus more on like impeaching, truly impeaching Mayorkas and the Attorney General, and bring out the information.
Well, if you take Biden down, a bunch of them are going with him. Remember all the false things they did to Trump, and those people weren't even guilty of these things, and they all went down. Yeah. But I have to move on, but thanks.
Okay.
Let's go out to, we have Ryan in Michigan. Let's go to Ryan in Michigan. Hey, Ryan.
Great news. Hi, I thought there was great news last night about Katie Hobbs stepping down.
Well, that was just temporary. John, you want to talk about that? John, are you there? Is McTurnan still with us? What's happening with him?
I heard a beep. I don't know.
John, are you still there? Did we lose McTurnan? Okay, I think he's gone. That was just temporary with her. She's going to be back here. But they did find, they found like 300,000 phony ballots. And
there's something happened here in Michigan, too. 11 lawmakers sued. Her name is Jocelyn. I can't think of her last name, but she's the Secretary of State here. But they're suing her for trying to change the Michigan Constitution. So that was good. But the main thing I called about was, I don't know if you or your listeners knew that Dinesh D'Souza, he's come out with a new film. And it's next month. It's just for 2 days next month. It's one of those where you have to go online and get the tickets ahead of time, but I have the name of it. It's policestatefilm.net.
Say that again very quickly.
It's called Police State. You go to policestatefilm.net.
Okay.
You put in your state, and it'll tell you, I think it's just two days next, October 23rd and 5th, it's being shown. And it's just not being, I got a text on my phone about it because I'm on his mailing list. And but I haven't heard anything else about it, but it's...
Okay. I'm going to have to move on, but listen, thanks for that info. Let's go out to Massachusetts with Tom. Hey, Tom. Tom dropped. Let's go to San Diego with Jack.
Yeah, Panama is an interesting place.
When I spent a couple years there.
You see all these, or Panama City, see all these high-rise buildings, and it's known as the money laundering capital of the world.
No, that's Ukraine. Ukraine's the money laundering capital.
It uses U.S. currency. But I remember, I wonder how many of you remember when we invaded Panama in 1989 under George Bush.
Yeah, I remember very clearly there was a lot of things that happened there because there was a deal went bad. Who was going to run the drug operations? And the Panamanian president got too big for his britches, and so Bush had to take him out, huh?
Well, there's a videotape that was made. It's called the Panama Deception. And if you want to know all the facts about what happened that caused the invasion, what happened during the invasion, you should see that.
That woman who used to play in that TV series, that sitcom, Bewitched, she played Samantha. I can't remember her name, but she was in that film, and they talked about what we knew. We knew all about what was taking place. And I had G. Lorick.
Narrated by Alec Baldwin.
Yeah.
Anyway, since you were talking so much about Panama, I don't think you can talk about Panama without discussing 1989 and when we invaded Panama.
Yeah, I know that. A lot of people don't remember that at all, but I remember it. Like I said, it had to do with the drug operations. The CIA was running Daddy George Bush, and all that had to do, too, with the Clinton mob. The Clinton mob was involved in that, too, running in. So, I mean, we covered that on the radio big time back with G. Gordon Liddy. Now, Bush had Helicopter 1 and Helicopter 2, and Helicopter 2 pilots... seen some things they weren't supposed to see. Their helicopter went down, and when they found these guys, they were literally, all of the wiring and that in the helicopter was melted, and the pilots were cooked from the inside out. And you know what that means, don't you? That's microwave weapons that they were using.
Part of the invasion is we used experimental weapons. We used the stealth fighter. And we use laser weapons.
They use microwave weapons. What they use, big microwave weapons right there.
That's all discussed in the Panama Deception, the video.
Yeah.
But I just think, you know, the corruption never ends.
I know. It does the same to, does it?
They were after Manuel Noriega. He was actually an operative for the CIA, and he was the chief drug runner.
Yeah, I know.
And as you said... something happened and the deal went sour. And
he wanted to break away and go on his own. He wanted a bigger part of the business, and Daddy Bush couldn't let that happen. But I have to move on, Jack. Thanks.
All right.
Let's go to Minnesota with John.
Fellow Patriots, question I have about the Ohio Center for Christian Virtue and Tucker Carlson's speech there. It was phenomenal from what I've read. I didn't listen to it, but it sounded like it was phenomenal. And he was speaking to the amendment that you guys are fighting to help defeat it. And did you hear his speech?
No, I didn't. I didn't. But I heard that he had done that, that he had made a speech. But
he came out against abortion big time. And was he actually quoting human sacrifice parts of the Old Testament scripture? And I was just thrilled to hear Tucker seemingly really becoming a strong Christian now.
It seems like that's what happens when you go up against the devil, and that happens. And I think, you know, we saw that, too, a lot with Donald Trump. Donald Trump was just a babe, but he's maturing more and more.
And Elon Musk, too. Elon Musk came out against abortion, said he wanted to see the border for himself. And I think it's just fabulous that these guys are really moving towards Christ.
Absolutely.
If not already Christians.
Okay, very good. I've got to move on. But thanks for calling, John.
Yeah, bless you guys. Good luck.
God bless.
God's best.
Let's go to Tom in Massachusetts.
Hi, Pastor Ernie.
Hey, Tom.
I hate to be so negative or pessimistic, but I don't think our militia could win a civil war because we don't have the weapons. And the only way we could win a civil war is if we got a miracle that God sent fire down on the government. What's your opinion?
Well, remember, you have a lot of, first of all, the military, remember, the military are our sons and brothers and nephews and so on and so forth. There's going to be, and this is why one of the reasons that Joe Biden and the Biden crime cartels are bringing in all of these, they brought in about 45,000 Chinese nationalists, which are basically Chinese soldiers, plain clothes. They're coming in to invade our country. The Communist Party, the Democrats, will eventually, at first, they'll end up going with them, but then they're going to realize what's happening, that they're going to lose too. I don't know how it's all going to end up, but unless the Lord intervenes, we're going to be into a massive war. Right now, there's an estimated over 10 million, approximately about 12 million American men and women who are willing to fight, who are willing to take up arms and fight for their freedom and fight for their family.
We don't have any B-52 bombers, no drones, no tanks, no nuclear weapons. How are we going to do it unless God intervenes?
Well, yeah. We'll see what happens. I got to move on, Tom.
Thank you.
Let's go to Timothy. Timothy, you're in the air. How much time do I have there, Josh?
Okay. About 3 or 4 minutes.
All right. Timothy, you're in the air.
Yes, good evening. I'll just be brief. It's 11:46. I just resting on that King James Bible every day, you know. Like I said the other night, you have to choose each day who you're going to serve. You have to look around you, and those that are lawless and those that are godless, they'll have their day to realize that they made the wrong choice, and it'll be too late. So those of us that know we have a choice to choose, and you want to choose the right choice, make sure you make that choice every single day, and then allow your life to manifest that choice. And then remember that back in, they're saying it was January 8th, 1828, was the founding of the Democrat Party. And then, you know, we had to wait from 1828 all the way to 1860 for the GOP to get rolling. And they tried to take the enemy, tried to take out Lincoln. They tried to take out all the other ones along the way from Lincoln to Trump. And God says, touch my anointed. Only God himself knows his plans that I began in you. If that's Donald Trump, and he's going to be the one that knows where all the bodies are buried other than God himself, and he is not finished with him, he will be put in there, and God will get the glory. And we'll see this through until the day of Christ Jesus. And so we have to just hold on to the truth. Stand firm, speak truth, and let your yes be yes and your no be no, and that's the end of that. I mean, read Art of War, read Spurgeon, read Oswald Chambers. My utmost.
Would start with the Bible. I have to move on. Thanks, Timothy.
Always. Yep.
All right. I didn't hear that. Did you say that? Okay. Let's go to Kles. Is that Kles?
Yeah, just briefly, two quick things. One is China has been spending about half of what the U.S. has on military equipment in the last several years. It used to be like a tenth. Now it's like $300 billion. So that's one item. And the other thing I want to mention is to look at the David Knight Show podcast from September 26th. About an hour and 55 minutes in, there's information about the shots having contaminated DNA. They reference Kevin McFarlane, a genomist and scientist who's found this, and lots of other scientists are finding this now. A doctor from the University of South Carolina.
We're running out of time, Cliff.
Has testified.
All right. Thanks, Cliff. We got to move on. We're out of time for tonight. All right, folks, there you go. Bottom line, it's been interesting. We don't know. We don't know what the future holds, but we definitely know who holds the future. I don't know what happened to John McTernan. He dropped. I don't know. Boy, I'm sorry about that. But anyhow, folks out there, God's simple plan of salvation is this. You are a sinner. Therefore, unless you believe on Jesus who died in your place, you'll spend eternity in hell. And that's just God's simple plan of salvation. If you believe on him as your crucified, buried, and risen Savior, you receive forgiveness for all of your sins and his gift of eternal salvation by faith. Now you say, well, surely, how many times people say it can't be that simple? Well, yes, it is that simple. It's scriptural. It is God's plan. Believe on Jesus and receive him as your Savior today, folks. This is because you may not have it tomorrow. If his plan is not perfectly clear, read God's Word, the Bible, folks. Go to the Gospel of John chapter 3 and read it. And so, here, just you got to remember something here. Your soul is worth more than all the world. What? Your soul is worth more than all the world. That's right. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Mark 8:36. And so, let me tell you, make your salvation sure. You really need to make your salvation sure. If you lose your soul, you miss heaven. And boy, if you miss heaven, you've lost it all. That's an absolute. And so I'm counting down my time. Do I have? Okay. So that's the bottom line. We always wait till the end of the program to give that salvation message because that's the last thing we want you to remember when you close your eyes at nighttime. Remember and think about that. It's just an amazing thing. Every day I hear about people you hear about Ms. Feinstein, Senator Feinstein, all of her money. Oh, and she had a lot of it. They couldn't get her, couldn't buy her one day. Folks, all the money in the world can't buy you 10 minutes out of hell. That's for sure. And unless you do exactly what God's Word, the Bible says, one, unless you repent of your sins, two, you ask for, you call upon the name of the Lord and you ask for salvation, you're going to end up in that lake of fire. God has said it. If God tells you, you better pay close attention. So do it tonight. If you haven't done it, do it tonight. Don't wait. You might not have it tomorrow. And I want to very quickly tell you, too, that Doers of the Word Baptist Church, I think I'm going to have a very interesting message this Sunday. I'm not going to tell you exactly what it is now because I'm not completely sure myself, but it will be interesting. I know that much. So we're right there. And we come to every night at this time. We always do the same thing. We say good night. So say good night. And then we say God bless. So say God bless, folks. And then we say, always, always, always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the voice of the Christian resistance. What's right, what's left. Hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up, I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up, I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.